The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay. This is Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Dipped in gold.
Dipped in gold. Apparently it's a sight to see. Alright.
God damn it. I'm so sorry.
It's going to be that kind of show. Wow. Boy, I'm glad that was off. Not recording before. Holy hell.
I can make it happen, though.
Oh, I know you could.
Well.
All right. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
Apparently, I'm really good. All right.
Great.
All right. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk Israel, Gaza, New York Comic Con, Trump, Ukraine, biscuits, gravy, man cakes, pancakes, all that good shit.
And Frank,
pancake, ballpoint pens. Top 10 draft this week of movie monsters and staying with the Halloween theme for spooky season. And as always, your listener questions. All right, we're actually doing a full show this week, sir.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. You sound enthused. I know. All right, we'll start with TV news this week. Brian Fuller, creator of shows such as Hannibal and American Gods, was accused in a lawsuit on Wednesday of sexually harassing a fellow producer on an AMC docuseries about queer horror. Fuller is accused of making constant references to masturbation, engaging in casual bullying, and creating a hostile work environment. The plaintiff, Sam Weinman.
There's going to be a lot of that in this show.
Alleges that Fuller also repeatedly held him from behind to, quote, crack his back while he would press his crotch against Weinman's butt. The lawsuit alleges that the executive producers coddled Fuller and protected him from consequences, saying that he was the money and that we have to keep the money happy. AMC said in a release that they are reviewing the lawsuit and have declined to comment further. Hollywood.
Yeah. Great, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
See, Daredevil Born Again. Paused. Yeah, apparently there's issues. They paused production in mid-June, they said, because of the writer's strike. Fewer than half of the series' 18 episodes have been shot. But that was enough for Marvel executives, including head Kevin Feige, to review the footage and come away with a clear-eyed assessment. The show was not working. So late last month, Marvel quietly fired both of the head writers and released the directors for the remainder of the series as part of a significant creative reboot. The studio is now on a hunt for new writers and directors for the project. That's a bad sign.
Yeah, but how bad was it if Disney was like, this is bad?
Yeah. You guys made this like the Netflix one. That's not Disney, right?
You guys made this like the comic. What the fuck are you thinking?
Yeah, that's probably what it was. Disney and Marvel have also canceled the Wonder Man series that was scheduled to start shooting later this year after the strike and everything, if it's ever over, whatever. But yeah, that's not going to happen. So, not looking good for Disney plus Marvel right now. So,
fuck them.
Pretty much. Let's see. The Star Trek franchise, Vince, is returning to Netflix. The streamer has picked up the animated kids series Star Trek Prodigy. Follows Paramount Plus's decision in June to remove a number of originals, including Prodigy, from the platform in a cost-cutting content write-down and not proceed with the previously commissioned second season of the show. But Netflix has picked it up. So if you want to watch Star Trek Prodigy, you're going to have to watch it on Netflix, not Paramount. So there you go. All right, let's move on to movie news this week. Julia Ormond, an English actress best known for her roles in 90s films such as Legends of the Fall, First Night, and Sense of Snow, is suing Harvey Weinstein, for sexual battery. She is additionally suing CAA, Disney, and Miramax. Let's see, this is a long-ass article. Apparently, 1995, she claims Weinstein sexually assaulted her after a business dinner when he lured her into giving him a massage, climbed on top of her, masturbated, and forced her to give him oral sex.
You didn't bite it off when you had it in your mouth, huh?
Yeah. The minute CAA, her agents, who represented Ormond, knew about Weinstein, so too did Weinstein's employers at Miramax and Disney, according to the lawsuit. Brazenly, none of these prominent companies warned her that Weinstein had a history of assaulting women because he was too important, too powerful, and made them too much money. So she's coming forward to sue. So
20 years later, 30 years later.
40, 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, 30 years later.
Sure.
So
I don't believe you.
I believe it happened.
I think...
But
he forced his dick in my mouth, and I sucked it.
Yeah, I didn't bite it off.
I didn't bite it off when I had the fucking chance and then ran.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That seems to be a...
It seems like that's a no-win. I mean, if you got it there...
Yeah, if you're being attacked...
You're pretty much holding all the cards at that point. You're not... Right,
yeah. You could literally have him by the balls and rip them off.
Yeah, I guess the check cashed, didn't it? It cashed. Right. It went through. Yeah. It went in the bank. I think there's a lot of buyer's remorse.
I believe that.
Oh, I sucked that guy's dick.
Yeah.
I'm going to sue him.
Yep.
But he was a piece of shit, so...
Right, so... Six of one, three dozen of the other.
Yeah.
So. Hulk Hogan revealed in an interview that the Netflix biopic about his life has been scrapped due to a, quote, business glitch. So we will not see Chris Hemsworth as Hulk Hogan, brother. So
why not?
Hogan said a business glitch, but then again, this is Hulk Hogan, who has never met a lie he didn't like to say. So who knows?
You know what movie I loved him in?
Suburban Commando.
I love that movie.
I know you do. Undertaker's in it.
I know.
That was his first movie, too. Undertaker.
What a great movie.
Christopher Lloyd?
Yeah.
It is a good movie.
I know it is. Now I want to watch it again. I haven't seen it in years.
There are rumblings that Warner Brothers Pictures could be sold. Currently part of Warner Brothers Discovery, which has Discovery and Max streaming service. DC Studios is also part of Warner Brothers Pictures. This comes from an article detailing the behind-the-scenes drama of the new Aquaman movie. It's a reference in there that there's a lot of people in Warner Brothers who believe the studio will be sold within the next 2 years, and that Universal is the most likely candidate to buy Warner Brothers Pictures.
That kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it kind of does. I mean, Warner Brothers would still have DC Publishing, technically, meaning the comics, but as far as TV and movies, that would be a Universal deal.
Oh, man, the Universal Monster crossover.
Oh, we could get Batman versus Dracula. Yep, sign me up. I'm ready. Let Vince write that. That would be great.
Yeah.
Like Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Oh, it was on last night.
I know.
You guys were playing Fortnite. I was watching Abbott and Costello.
Yeah. Well, no, we were losing at Fortnite.
Oh, good. I don't feel bad for not joining the game.
You know, like we normally do.
Looking at you, Matt.
No, actually, Tony and I kept dying. He kept trying to save us.
So. Oh.
All right, this Will Smith story just keeps getting weirder and fucking weirder here. Will Smith and Jada apparently have been separated for the last 7 years. Jada apparently wrote a new book and has out been doing the interviews. She made the revelation Wednesday in a couple interviews, one with People and the other on the Today Show, and both she admits that her and Will have been living separate lives since 2016, and that even today they continue to live separately. She also says they were separated when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars last year. She was shocked at the violent moment, but says she was also more shocked at the fact that Will called her his wife and that he hadn't used that word towards her in years. So, once again, Tupac looking down from gangsta heaven going, thank God I dodged that bullet called Jada.
Yeah. She's a hoe, faux show.
Yes, yes.
Will literally Smith.
Was, literally was banging her son's friend.
Yeah. But Will still sticks with her. Why?
Good question. I don't know.
To find someone that makes you happy.
Yeah.
Fresh Prince.
Dipped in gold, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember how that Halloween Ends movie was supposed to kill off Halloween and be done with the good old Michael Myers? Well, it's never going to end. One, Michael Myers is way too valuable of a franchise. And apparently, according to Deadline here, a deal has been struck for a new TV series between the franchise's rights holders and Miramax. They also note that, quote, the new Halloween series is envisioned to potentially launch a cinematic universe spanning film and television. So it will be a TV series that will spin off into movies. They will never let the guy just rest and be done.
I heard about the end of that. Jamie Lee Curtis pushes him into a fucking wood chipper or something like that.
Yeah.
It would have been better if he would have grabbed her and pulled her down with him.
Yes. Or they both drowned in a giant vat of Activia.
That would have been the ending.
That would have been the ending. So.
That's awesome.
See, this is why I can't write movies, because they make sense. Florida parents are quite pissed off after a charter school showed fourth graders Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, which the teacher reportedly apparently refused to turn off despite the fact that kids in the class were scared and begging him to do so. The film was shown by a math teacher at the Academy of Innovative Education, located in the city of Miami Springs. School statement said the Academy has become aware that a segment of a horror movie was shown to fourth graders on Monday, October 2nd, that was not suitable for the age group. Our administration promptly addressed the issue directly with the teacher and has taken appropriate action to ensure the safety and well-being of the students. The head of the school, Vera Hirsch, gave a comment to Miami New Times saying the teacher promptly shut off the movie after realizing what it was. One parent, though, said, I don't see why the students would lie about their teacher refusing to stop the movie, and how could he not know this was a movie filled with extreme acts of terror and violence. Did he not look at the rating, the title, or how about the film's cover art? All these things are dead giveaways that the movie is not something for kids.
So here's the thing. Here's the trick. He's got an address.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't trying to fuck them, they're trying to scare them, right?
Yeah. Boy, that'd be bad.
Yeah, real bad. But yeah, fourth graders. That's what, 10, 11-year-olds?
9, 10,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I.
Yeah, it would be over. I would be on the news. So.
Let's go trick or treating.
Exactly.
Get my old Scream costume out.
Everybody's in masks. Huh. Yeah. That's some shit.
Oh, look, it's Ghostface from Scream. Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, that's a nice fake look. That's a really good looking fake knife. Oh, God, it's not fake.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Let's go on to comic book news, which New York Comic Con is currently going on, and there is a ton of fucking news coming out. Tom Hardy, you know him as Bane and Venom. He's getting into comics. The actor's teamed up with Scott Snyder, the writer, known for his incredible Batman run, for an upcoming comic titled Arcbound. Hardy will be the creative collaborator. Basically, he's going to focus on creating the world, and then Snyder is going to write the issues. A 12-issue series takes place in a future where Earth is a barren wasteland. We're seeing that on the news. According to the description, the formidable corporation Zenitech harnesses the unmatched energy of Kronium to assert its dominion across the stars. This has to do with a mediator captain that's your main character who grapples with the morality of his role and stuff like that. Let's see. First of the 12 issues will arrive in March. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like balls.
Veteran writer Frank Thierry, known for Wolverine and Deadpool, is going to also be a writer on this. So, I mean, they got variant covers by Ryan Ottley, Clay Mann. They got some A-plus talent on this book, so.
But you're getting it, though. Are you going to get it?
I might download the first issue just to see. Because I was kind of like, you know, it's like when they said Keanu Reeves was going to do a comic book, I was like, well, at least let me check out the first issue and see if it's going to be ass or decent. And Keanu Reeves's Berserker book is really good. So, I mean,
he can shred like nobody's business. So, you know,
I'll check out the first issue, see how it is. But Scott Snyder, his Batman run was incredible. So. We have sad comic book news. Keith Giffen, co-creator of such characters such as Lobo, Rocket Raccoon, Max Lord, Jaime Reyes, Blue Beetle, and the Justice League One Punch, if you know Batman and Guy Gardner, passed away this week at the age of 70. He suffered a stroke last Sunday on the 8th. Passed away on the 9th. In accordance with his family's wishes, the following was posted to his Facebook page. Told them I was sick. Anything not to go to New York Comic Con. Thanks. Keith Giffen, 1952 to 2023. Bah ha ha ha. In the early 80s, he worked with Paul Levitz in probably the best Legion of Superheroes run, the Great Darkness arc. He took over Justice League Normal. And that's when it changed to Justice League International and then Justice League Europe. And then you got the Batman One Punching Guy Gardner. Co-created Lobo, as I said. Took a break from comics for several years. Did storyboards for TV, such shows as Real Ghostbusters, Hi, Puffy Amiyumi, and Ed, Nedy. Came back to comics. He was the breakdown artist for DC's weekly 52 book. He broke down all the issues art-wise, all 104 issues.
Legit,
yeah. He also helped, basically, if you like the Guardians of the Galaxy, especially from the movies, if that was your introduction to him, this is the guy you would thank for that. It was his run, arguably one of Marvel's top five event books they ever did, the Annihilation Saga. He wrote and did. That was Thanos, Drax, Silver Surfer, Rocket, Star-Lord, Groot. That was him, because that was during a time Marvel basically told him, hey, we're doing the Civil War run, which is going to cross over all the books, but we have all these cosmic books that we don't know how to fit into the Civil War story, so here, go do something with those. Oh, and you also get Hulk, because he would throw off the balance of the Civil War book. He's like, can I do what I want? And they're like, yeah, yeah, we're focusing on this. Do what you want. And he's like, cool. So he did one of the best things Marvel ever put out. So
they let the dude have complete creative freedom.
Yeah. And it was, it's, if you could find that omnibus or the trades for Annihilation, just get it. It's the best. It's almost Jim Starlin good space stories. So, yeah. Annihilation's one I need to pick up. I have one of the trades. I want to get the omnibus, but it's a little expensive. But yeah, sadly he passed because of a stroke. But all right. Let's see. Next story here. DC's bringing back Elseworlds, Vince.
Oh, my.
Some of these sound decent. At the New York Comic Con retailer event, DC announced they are reviving the fan-favorite Elseworlds imprint. This is what gave us Kingdom Come, Superman Red Sun, stuff like that. So far, they have announced six. Gotham by Gaslight, the Kryptonian Age. Expands the mysterious and gothic world created by Mike Mignola. DC's greatest heroes come together for the first time to form a 19th century Justice League. They unite against the greatest threat the world has ever known. They will also learn their world secret Kryptonian history. So, damn. Gotham by Gaslight, the original was really, really good. You're getting Batman the Barbarian. Batman's origin set against a rugged medieval Earth inspired by Norse. So medieval Batman. We're also getting Dark Knights of Steel continuation with the Dark Knights of Steel All Winter. So if you like that one, which was kind of an epic fantasy superhero book, that one's continuing. I liked it. Green Lantern Dark. Let's see. The planet's been corrupted. Only one hero remains. The green flame of the Green Lantern. She's been missing for years and on the isolated island of New England where the horrors get worse by the night. So you're getting that. We're getting Batman Nightfire. Bruce Wayne trying to rectify a devastating tragedy by traveling to the past. And we're getting, last one they announced is a continuation of DC versus Vampires. The sequel, let's see, sunlight is restored to the Earth, but was it too late? The new Ice Age dawns as humanity faces their most deadly threat yet. Barbara Gordon, Queen of the Vampires. So, a couple of those sound okay to check out. So,
yeah.
We'll see. Let's see. I'm kind of excited about this one. Dynamite Entertainment is launching a new line of comics based on several animated series licensed from Warner Brothers. Starting with a brand new Thundercats.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Thundercats will launch in February to be followed by comics based on properties such as the Flintstones, Powerpuff Girls, Johnny Quest, Wizard of Oz, Wee Bear Bears, and Space Ghost. And more yet to be announced. Yeah, I'm going to get the Thundercat book just to check out. And probably Space Ghost.
Fucking Johnny Quest, man.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited about those. So, DC also announced at New York Comic Con the Superman Superstars Initiative. From January through December, basically all of next year, DC will pair some of its most popular writers and artists in a series of exciting mini arcs. Let's see, the first two were announced, kicking off with Action Comics 1061 going to 1063. Recently returned to DC writer Jason Aaron, who was one of Marvel's top writers for the last few years, is doing the I Bizarro arc. So we're getting a Bizarro arc to kick this off, so I will be picking that up.
There you go.
Followed by Action Comics 1064, House of Brainiac by Joshua Williamson. So basically these are going to be three or four basically mini what would be normally a mini series, but they're just putting them in little arcs throughout the book. But the iBrainiac will span and cross over with other books because it is they've been setting this one up since the DC relaunch. So basically Brainiac teams up with an army from Lobo's race, the Zarnians. So yeah, that sounds great.
Make that happen.
Marvel announced their next big thing panel. We're getting their big crossover for next year will be called Blood Hunt, which is basically Marvel versus vampires with Blade leading the way. So there you go.
Well, they gotta have Blade come back since they're remaking it.
Yeah. Marvel Comics has revealed Steve Orlando is going to, they're going to kick off a 4-issue miniseries starting on Valentine's Day of Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver. Which, if you remember the original Ultimate Universe, you know probably why that kicks off on Valentine's Day. I'm not going to say any more about that.
Mm-hmm.
And last thing is they announced the X-Men thing at the next big thing panel. Gary Duggan and Al Ewing shared the details. Basically, you're getting Fall of the House of X, Rise of the Powers of X, and a tie-in series, Resurrection of Magneto. So they have screwed up X-Men so bad it's not even funny. So there's at least the big things that have come out of New York Comic Con this week. Your recommendations for books that came out this week: Star Trek Halloween, as in holodeck, issue mm-hmm. 2, Cap Wolf and the Howling Commandos issue 1, Space Usagi Yojimbo, Yokai Hunter. That was a one-shot. Wesley Dodds, The Sandman. This is Justice Society of America, Sandman. Issue 1. Batman City of Madness, issue 1. Ninja Turtles versus Street Fighter, issue 4. And your book of the week, the relaunch of Transformers number 1 came out. So, there you go. A lot of Halloween-y books. Imagine that.
Well, it is October.
It is October, yes. All right, let's go to wrestling news. The Florida state attorney handling the Tammy Sitch sentencing deal, because she did plead guilty, I believe, is seeking 26 years in prison for her DUI that killed the old guy. So... And he called her a danger to society in papers filed with the court. So,
damn.
Yep. She ain't getting out.
She done fucked up.
Yeah. AEW Dynamite on Tuesday. People are mad when the company ran an angle that many are accusing of being anti-Semitic. The angle took place during a promo between Juice Robinson and MJF, who's obviously Jew. During a promo, Robinson taunted MJF with a roll of quarters that he had written Friedman's name on it. During previous promos at unrelated stories, MJF has referenced being pelted with quarters by anti-Semitic bullies in high school. Meanwhile, Robinson has used a roll of quarters to load up his fist, uses big punch, and for years he's done this. But the quarter thing is not a, hey, you're a Jew, haha, that's been used forever. MJF, and everybody's like, because the Israeli bullshit going on right now, everybody's like, this is anti-Semitic. MJF came out on social media and said, everybody calm down, let me tell my story my way with this. You're reading way too much into it. So there you go. For everybody that was flipping out, even the Jew came out and said, calm down. Just calm the fuck down, all right?
Oy vey. I've got my shekels, okay? Come on.
Let's see. William Patrick Corgan, a.k.a. Billy, says the NWA will soon be on a top 20 network. He appeared on Thursday's edition of Busted Open and announced that his company has signed 2 television deals recently. He is unable to provide further details, but say the official announcement is coming very soon. I have to be a bit vague because there's some other political aspects to this, but I can now say that we finally have signed not just 1, but 2 TV deals, and that the announcement as far as where and who will be coming soon. But we finally were able to move off of YouTube, not exclusively, because we want to still do stuff on YouTube, but we would now be moving to a network partner. I have to be vague. I can't say who, but I can say it is a top 20 network. I'm very excited. I've been working on this for over a year. Like I said, not just one, but two deals are involved. Two totally different wrestling-related products we will be offering in 2024. So, there you go.
He owns that?
Yeah.
I didn't realize he owned it.
Oh, yeah, he bought it, let's see, probably going on 6 years? 6 years ago? 7 years ago?
He's got all that Smashing Pumpkins money.
Yeah, that's what it is. But even before he owned NWA, he owned, what was the name of it? It was Little Independent out of Chicago. Resistance Pro, I think was the name of it. I think that was the name of it, but he started that one up. So he's always been into wrestling. Hell, he almost bought Impact till Dixie Carter fucked him over on that deal. So he bought NWA.
Dixie Carter from Designing Women?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, Meshach Taylor, the whole group.
Hollywood.
Last thing for wrestling news this week. Ring of Honor has announced the final battle will be December 29th at the Hammerstein Ballroom in Manhattan. Looks like that will sell out at 1,800 seats. So that usually sells out every year. So if you're in the Northeast, be on the lookout for tickets if you want to go see Final Battle. So, all right, that's it for wrestling news this week. Vince, is there anything in the gaming world?
Yeah. Bobby Kotick.
What did you call me?
Bobby Kotick. He will remain Activision Blizzard CEO through end of 2023 because Microsoft got Activision.
Yeah, and what did it say how much they paid?
I have no idea.
Because I saw something like $68 billion.
A lot.
Yeah.
$69
billion.
Yeah. So now they've got Activision Blizzard and... yeah, Bethesda.
And King. Candy Crush.
So they really need to, Sony needs to step it up.
Yeah.
I mean, but honestly, Activision? Call of fucking Duty. Really?
Yeah, that's...
Nobody plays fucking Call of Duty. Everybody's so goddamn mad at Call of Duty right now.
Yeah.
This is a blessing in disguise. All you assholes out there who bitch about Call of Duty, I can't play it on Sony anymore. Great. Great. They're going to lose money on this one. Because people are just going to be like, yeah, I'm not buying an Xbox to play this shit game anyway. They can't fix the IP hacking from these motherfuckers. And fucking Microsoft, it's your fucking problem now. Have fun.
Yeah. And to reiterate what Nick Merck said, leave the kids alone.
Yeah. Yeah. That's your problem now? Have fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah. Yeah, speaking of buying things, Disney executives pushing Bob Iger to think about buying EA.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. They deserve each other.
Yeah.
They deserve each other.
Two Florida fuck-up companies, right, y'all?
Yeah. Could you imagine?
It's in the game.
I couldn't imagine. Like I said, yeah, they belong to each other. Lords of the Fallen came out this week.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's meh.
Really?
Geez, it's been what? Really 2 weeks before we've had an actual show?
Yeah.
Cyberpunk.
Wow, this thing.
The redemption, they're calling it the redemption arc of No Man's Sky. That the patch that they just used to patch it or whatever has turned it into a completely brand new game.
Why didn't you do this from the start?
Because they wanted to do it on older consoles.
They had to push. Yeah.
They had to push it. Yep. They had to push it. They've been waiting for this fucking thing for years. So why not just do it and be done?
But I have seen people be like, yes, the patch makes it a whole new game. It's playable. It's good.
Yes. It's great. So, yeah. And then they're also saying that Starfield
yes.
is balls.
Really?
I know two people that really enjoy Starfield. But for the most part, everybody's like, it's built on an old engine. It runs funky. They're calling it No Man's Skyrim.
Jeez.
Yes. Isn't that great?
That's not good.
That's not good. No. Because it's almost the same game.
Yeah.
But with an RPG element, and you're killing people and their story and everything like that. Now, if No Man's Sky would do something like that, Jesus.
All right.
And I think there's another patch that just came out the other day for that one.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Go buy No Man's Sky. If you have the option to go get it, go get it. It's amazing. That game is insane. Fort Nightmares.
Yes, sir.
Came out on the 10th. It teased at one point in time Freddy Krueger.
Yes, that was a tease.
We will not, and Ghostface. We will not be getting them.
No, I was hyped up for Freddy.
Michael Myers and Jack Skellington.
And
Alan Wake. I keep forgetting about Alan Wake and his shitty fucking wood stake shotgun.
Ugh. You can get Alan Wake now, but you have to pre-order the game, the new Alan Wake 2 game on the Epic Game Store. Get the skin for free.
I just saw a picture of Anne Frank as a playable skin.
I hope that's a joke.
I hope it's real because I'm not kidding. I will go camp in an attic the entire game.
He's not lying.
I'm not lying. And I'll change my name to Coin Clipper 6 million.
He's really not lying.
I will do it in a minute. I'm not even joking. How funny would that fucking be?
Oh my God. Yeah, you would do it.
And Frank, thanks the bus driver. Coin Clipper 6 million, thanks the bus driver.
Okay, I got a question for you, speaking of Fortnite. Because we had a question, I think it was last week. Who would you like to see in the game? Right?
Yes.
I know it's been a week.
Oh, fuck.
Well, my question is, and I got to thinking about this, they already have one character from this franchise, and that's Snake Eyes. Yeah. What if they would add, can they add other G.I. Joes?
I'd like to see them add the entire, list of characters. Who was the blue guy with the long black hair? From the 80s cartoon.
Zartan?
Yeah.
Because isn't there a skin that lets you morph into other skins?
Yes.
So Zartan could have that. But you could do a pack of Cobra Commander, Destro, and Baroness. And then do another pack of Duke, Scarlet, Snake Eyes is already in the game, throw in Roadblock.
Yeah, do all the old 80s cartoons.
Yes.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
But I saw somebody playing a Snake Eyes, and I'm like, why is he the only G.I. Joe in a shooting game?
Speaking of Fortnite,
yeah,
and this will probably be my last story. Star Trek and Kid Cudi?
Yes, Cudi.
Collab. I see Cudi and it went off.
You get the cooties.
The collaboration between Fortnite and Star Trek. Apparently, it's some sort of in-game game thing.
It's another map. It's another created map, UEFN, and it's squads. You have to have four.
I kind of want to play it.
I kind of do too.
But that goes back to the conversation we had. Like, what kind of skins would you like to see in the game?
Yeah,
and I would like to have every fucking Star Trek character in the game.
Yes.
TNG, DS9, Enterprise. I mean, just put them all in there. Fuck.
Yep. But yeah, the Star Trek collab is squads. You can't solo.
So. Well, it's stupid. I saw it and I was like, oh my God, not like this.
Yeah.
I want my Star Trek on in Fortnite, but not like this.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
All right. We'll go to music news this week. And there's only one story, and that is the passing of Rudolph Isley. One of the founding members of the Isley Brothers passed away this week in Illinois. Cause of death currently unclear, but one person says they believe it was a heart attack. So there you go. And with that, we'll plug our friends here, play Song of the Week. And when we come back, it will be time for our top 10 draft of movie monsters. We'll be right back.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
Like your music heavy, then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Yay.
Yay. Coffee good.
Coffee great.
Coffee makes show go.
Yeah.
All right. It's time for our top 10 draft. This week it is movie monsters.
Oh.
Yeah. Spooky season continues here. Results of last week's poll as to who won. 5-2, Vince. I have the first pick.
Who, what was that list?
You would ask, wouldn't you? Hold on. It was it Urban Legends?
Urban Legends, yeah.
All right. I will start us off here. If you're going to take movie monsters, you got to take the king of monsters. Go, go, Godzilla.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, King of Monsters, I should win? Question mark? Nah, probably not. Let's see. First round pick, sir.
Let's see. I'm going to go with Bela Lugosi's Dracula.
Ooh. Can't knock that one. You're going all the Universal monsters, aren't you?
No.
Covering that up like I saw your big board.
No,
all right.
No.
All right, second round. Give me the big monkey, King Kong.
Ooh, look at you. I thought you were going to say Patrick Ewing.
Your 90s Pacer fan is showing.
Five fucking steps to the goddamn basket. Five.
Yeah. And not normal human steps, mind you, but a seven-footer.
Giant steps. Five giant steps.
Yes.
Yeah. No, didn't call traveling.
And
traveling.
That's
traveling.
And that's when Vince quit watching basketball.
Well, I quit watching sports. Yeah. Hell, I tried to watch the fucking Indy 11 game last night, and it was in San Antonio, and they were beating the fuck out of our guys.
Yeah.
That's all right.
All right. Second round pick, sir.
I'm going to go with... Give me... Them.
Ooh.
Giant ants.
Nice. That's a... Yeah, I did not have that. That's a good call.
Yeah, giant fucking ants, man.
All right.
Mess.
Shit. Yeah. All right. Third round for me.
Yeah.
Maybe the creepiest on my list. Give me the Thing.
Oh, god damn it. I had that too. James Arness or...
Only person who really knows is John Carpenter. And he said he will not tell.
Ah, the fan theory now is... They're drinking that Molotov concoction at the end. And Kurt Russell fakes drinking it. But Keith David drinks it. That's why he laughs. Because he knows he's Keith David's the Thing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I'd love to just Carpenter just to finally put it out there who it was. But he never will. He's a tease. All right, your third round pick, sir.
You know what? Since you took the Thing, I'm going to take Toxic Avenger.
Ooh. Good pick.
I know, they're so good.
That's a good pick. Give me Frankenstein.
The guy or the monster?
We really doing this?
Yeah, it's Frankenstein's monster.
Yes, give me the monster. It's Jesus. Movie monsters.
Yeah, but Frankenstein was a fucking monster.
Well, that's true. Either way, I win. So, all right, fourth round.
Pinhead.
Damn it. Yeah, that was going to be my next. Good pick. Damn it.
I know, I'm sorry.
All right, I got to scroll down here. Ooh, I'm taking this before you do, and you're going to be pissed. Give me the Killer Clowns.
Ah, oh, god damn it! Didn't even make the list. I forgot about the Killer Clowns.
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to commit harikari after the show.
Harikari, if you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself? All right, fifth round pick for Vince.
Nosferatu.
Yep.
I go old school.
That was on the board. Ooh, this one was creepy as hell. Hell yeah, I'm taking it. Brundlefly.
Ah, god damn it. I'm becoming Brundlefly.
Just in time for Jeff Goldblum Appreciation Month. Yes.
Well, ever since that shit happened in Israel, it should be Jeff Goldblum Appreciation.
Well, yeah. Just saying. All right. Sixth round, sir.
Give me Darkness from Legend.
Yep.
Fucking Tim Curry.
That's, yeah, that's, yep, can't argue that. Oh, man, we'll be up to round 7.
Yeah.
Give me, damn, all right. You know what? This was scary back in the day. I don't know how it will go now. Give me Bruce, a.k.a. Jaws.
Nice.
Da-da. The shark. All right, your 7th round pick, sir.
The Blob.
Damn it. Yeah.
And not that old one. Not the Steve McQueen version, goddammit.
The OG.
Yeah, we're doing the 80s one.
Yep.
Where he pulls the guy down and pulls him in half into the goddamn pipe in the kitchen.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's some shit right there.
All right, taking this one before you take it. Give me Audrey 2, Little Shop of Horrors.
Feed me, Seymour.
All right, your 8th pick.
Christine.
Ooh, was on the list, yes.
How could you go wrong with the 1958 Plymouth Fury, man?
That's true.
You can't.
All right, we got 2 picks left. I still got crap ton on the board here. Oh, give me Predator.
You one ugly motherfucker.
Yeah. Arnold, before he decided that Americans shouldn't have freedom.
Yeah. Get your ass to Mars.
That woman has 3 titties.
Yeah. I fucked my maid.
Come with me, maid. Let's make a large face baby.
Yes. You're an idiot. I'm going to fuck you.
All
right. I'm going to come.
God, what's your 9th pick?
Pumpkinhead.
Ooh, good pick.
Yeah.
God.
Take that out of my head.
All right. Last pick. You know what? I'm going to go with one for the kids. Not really a scary monster, but an iconic monster. Give me the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
It's the first thing I thought of. Ray, if someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes!
All right, what's your last pick?
Oh, god damn it. Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Ooh.
The Gill Man.
All right, the picks are in. Here is the list. Vince comes in with Dracula, Vim, the giant ant, the Toxic Avenger, Pinhead, Nosferatu, Darkness from Legend, the Blob, Christine, Pumpkinhead, and the Creature from the Black Lagoon. I came in with Godzilla, King Kong, the Thing, Frankenstein, the Killer Clowns, Brundlefly, Bruce, the Shark from Jaws, Audrey 2, Predator, and the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man. We both had very good lists.
Yeah.
As always, I will put the poll up in our Facebook group, and we will see who will win this week's draft. Vince, who did you have left on your big board?
Wolf Cop.
Oh, God, Wolf Cop, yes.
Yeah, Graboids.
I had Graboids. I really wanted to take that because I love Tremors.
Yeah, I do too. Rawhead Rex.
Mm.
Werewolf from The Howling.
Yes.
Krampus. Ghoulies, Critters, Chud, and Deadites.
I had Deadites. I had the T-1000. I had the Rancor from Star Wars.
Sure.
Pennywise, Gremlins. From Gremlins. Not the Mogwai, but the Gremlins. I had Pazuzu.
Oh, from Exorcist.
Yeah, I had Rodan, Mothra, Clover from Cloverfield. I had the Dune Sandworms. I had Skeksis from Dark Crystal. I had the stuff.
Fucking stuff.
Tetsuo the Iron Man. Art the Clown. Candyman. Chucky. Samara from The Grudge. And even though technically it's a monster, but it's not a horror movie. Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Listener picks. Roboto came in with Imhotep, the mummy. The Jigsaw Puppet. Rocky Horror. Yes, it was Rocky Horror. Alien, the Xenomorph. And Disney for what they've done to Star Wars and Marvel.
Sure.
Jaws and Audrey 2. Mark said Hillary Clinton. Yes, it works. Just take it. Which, I mean, why are you going to talk about a monster? Handsome Dan came in with the Gorgon Medusa from Clash of the Titans. Calabos from Clash of the Titans. Minotaur from Sinbad. Rel the Cyclops from Krull. The Giant Spider from Krull. Godzilla, the Universal Monster, or no, Dracula, Frankenstein, Wolfman, Creature, and Mummy from Monster Squad. Pennywise, Meg Mucklebones from Legend, and Darkness from Legend. Chris came in with the Predators, the Xenomorphs from Alien, the Thing, the Ancient Enemy from Phantoms, which Affleck was bomb in Phantoms, Joe.
Yeah.
Jack Torrance from The Shining, the Werewolves from The Wolfman, both versions, Werewolves from Van Helsing, Vampires from The Lost Boys, Vampires from Bram Stoker's Dracula, Dracula from the OG, The Creature or Adam from Frankenstein, the T-800 from Terminator, Baphomet from The Devil Rides Out, Mork from The Neverending Story, The Nothing from Neverending Story, Princess Mombi from Return to Oz.
Oh, yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that... Nope. That's a no.
No.
The Ghost of Christmas Future from the George C. Scott Christmas Carol. And Evil, a.k.a. Nicodemus from Legend. Legend is just a jacked up movie. So, thank you everybody for your picks. We'll see who everybody votes for. That was fun. I like that one.
Yeah, it's good.
We got, what we got here? Today's the 15th. Two more spooky season drafts to go this month. So, we'll figure something out and post it on Wednesday. All right, let's get to listener questions. Vince, are you ready?
I am ready.
Roboto starts us off here with, how do you think states as big as California and Texas handle high school sports? Simply by region, or do you think the little podunk schools would really have to travel the girth of the state to face their opponents?
How do they handle it?
My guess is it would, because you wouldn't have small schools against big. So it would have to be school size along with region would be my guess. But I don't know. That's a good question that I do not have an answer for. So
I don't know how many people from California listen to our shit.
A couple probably. All right, add to proofread Chris's question here. So I have to say I was legit worried for the people of New York when I heard about the attack on Israel. New York's already dealing with a horrible immigration policy, and let's face it, the city is Jew and Muslim central. But I was taken aback when I noticed all the protests were happening at the same time and no one had been hurt. One side of the street, people supporting Palestine, very loud, carrying signs and voicing their opinion, but not violent. On the other side of the same street, people supporting Israel, also very loud, more shrill perhaps, but also not violent. So my question, where were all the smashed windows and stores being looted and people being beaten to death and rapes and fires? And, oh, my bad, I just noticed there is an actual problem and these aren't black people. I withdraw my question. So,
wow. You still read that, though.
That was a long way to get to that, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, his next thing here. Hey, I'm always one looking for the silver lining in every dark cloud. Which would you say is the shiniest silver lining here? A, looks like Muslim jokes are back on the menu, boys. B, between the fact that it looks like all the world's armies are literally about to amass near the Megiddo Valley in Israel in the second of three solar eclipses within 7 years of each other, there's officially no way these aren't the end times. Or C, worldwide Fallout 4 LARP.
Can't wait.
Worst jihad ever. Yeah, it's got to be C. It's got to be C. Last question of the week comes in also from Chris. So was the Iron Dome designed by the same company that designed the cameras outside of Epstein's cell?
Believe it or not.
I believe so. I think that's true. So, all right. Thank you, everybody, for your questions this week. Here we go. Let's go to Clown World with Did You See the Stories? Video came out this week from a middle school or high school in Oregon of a large boy that pretends it's a girl violently beating up a actual girl. I believe this was Hazelbrook Middle School in Tualatin, Oregon, a suburb southwest of Portland, Oregon. Apparently, he's done this three times so far. He apparently hates girls and is using his identity to assault girls and get away with it, according to parents of the victims.
But he wants to be a girl.
Right. But yeah, the school is not taking necessary action, I guess is the way to put it. Speaking of trannies, Dylan Mulvaney, you know him, the guy that killed Bud Light, won Attitude's Woman of the Year Award, which was sponsored by Virgin Atlantic. So women can't even win a Woman of the Year Award now? Is that where we're at? Where's all the feminists? I mean, God knows it's not like you were at WNBA games.
Yeah, you're not yelling at us for something. We want to golf too on that golf course.
All right, go for it.
Yeah. There's a guy winning your awards.
Yeah.
And we have to be inclusive.
At the detraction of women. You know what? I hate this world. All right, moving on here. As the White House continues to tout the alleged achievements of Bidenomics, the growing amount of data indicates, this is scary, a gigantic economic crisis is right around the corner. Most disturbingly, one important economic indicator that's currently flashing and hasn't appeared since the 1930s at the height of the Great Depression. If the White House and Congress do not cut inflation-causing government spending soon, the results will be catastrophic, according to multiple Wall Street analysts.
Good.
We've been telling you that for
several years.
Yeah, that's yeah. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, that guy. You know, the guy that just got bribery charges on him. Well, those have been now superseded, as he has been indicted for acting as an agent of the Egyptian government.
Makes no sense.
So a guy in Congress that also works for a different country. More on that coming up later.
Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, well, a lot of those. dual citizenship. Senator Tommy Tuberville, did not take kindly to former CIA director's apparent suggestion Monday that he be whacked. The Alabama Republican referred Michael Hayden to the U.S. Capitol Police Tuesday and highlighted the former CIA chief's saying, "I did not expect to be popular among the clown show." Let's see this. Yeah. I did not expect to be popular among the clown show, but I certainly did not expect to be lied about on the Senate floor and threatened by the former government officials such as Michael Hayden, Tuberville said on Tuesday. Anyone who actually cares about our country must go on a record and condemn his reckless statements. A Democrat Twitter user by the name of Natalie Jacoby posed the question Monday, should Tommy Tuberville be removed from his committee, yes or no? The former head of the CIA responded, "How about the human race?" His reply prompted significant outrage, as many interpreted this as a call for the assassination of Tuberville.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad. I mean, that's literally the ex-head of the Spooks saying, yeah, we should take you out.
And we can, and no one would ever know.
Right. Oh, plane crash in Alaska. Why was he in Alaska? He was from Alabama. Wait, it was a plane crash.
Yeah. Don't question it. You're a racist if you question it.
Right.
Right.
California. Yeah, I should just end the story with California.
California
is tackling racial disparities and missing person cases with the nation's first Ebony Alert System. Bill recently signed a law by Nancy Pelosi's nephew, Gavin Newsom.
Authorizes the Ivory Alert System.
Well, I'm not singing Ebony and Ivory. I'm not doing it.
Ebony.
And God, I hate you.
It'll do it on your phone. That'll be the alert.
Oh, that would. All right, fine. You can have it. I just won't like the song. This authorizes law enforcement agencies to ask the California Highway Patrol to issue the alert when young black people are reported missing, because they're more important than anybody else. The system, a companion to the Amber Alert system, sets an age range between 12 and 25. The guy that sponsored the bill says the age range is intended to account for young black women who are victims of sex trafficking. Our black children and young women are disproportionately represented on the list of missing persons. This is heartbreaking and painful for so many families and public crisis for our entire state. The Ebony Alert can change this. Or, I don't know, how about you attack the core problem of kidnapping? Instead of, hey, black kids missing.
Shit.
Still can't get rid of that chirping, though. All right. Speaking of somebody that needs a visit here, a university professor told a self-described sex worker activist at the Socialism 2023 conference in Chicago early September to create a mass movement to ensure the rights of child sex workers. A mass movement has a kind of persuasive value, said Jules Gill Peterson, a history professor at Johns Hopkins University, according to audio captured by undercover journalist Carlin Borisenko. The journalist who captured the audio told Campus Reform it seemed like the audience accepted that children should be sex workers and that their rights to solicit sex should be protected. Prior to the recording, there was a conversation about abolishing the age of consent. She said, socialists do not believe that children are private property of their parents. They believe children are little adults that can make all of their own decisions. The context of the clip had already been a full hour-long discussion of liberating children from their parents. A professor, a history professor at Johns Hopkins needs a visit. Child sex. Socialists want... Mm-hmm.
I can't say nothing.
Nope.
I'm not going to say nothing that incriminates me later in court.
Where's Johns Hopkins?
Where's this bitch live?
And how are they not immediately, one, fired? And two, I will end that sentence there.
Yeah, that's, yep. Yep.
Joe Biden, once again this week, faced his most challenging enemy as he once again almost fell going up tiny stairs. He caught himself this time, but he damn near wiped out.
The worst president we ever had.
Woodrow Wilson?
Okay, the second worst president we've ever had.
Abraham Lincoln?
Ooh, the third worst president. Come on, man.
Dude, I got Biden at like 5. So, because one, he doesn't even know he's president. That's the thing. He has dementia. He has no idea what the fuck's going on. He just pushes a button and they bring him ice cream. Wilson was a commie. Lincoln said, fuck the Constitution. I got Roosevelt at 3. I got Obama at 4. You could probably put W at 5. Oh, HW yeah. at 6. I mean... We could go on and on, but...
Jesus.
All right. Hey, you remember the climate's going to kill us? You know, Greta, all that shit? You remember how Bill Gates was pushing that real big?
Yeah.
Well, Bill Gates was giving a speech this week, and here's a direct quote from Bill Gates. There's a lot of climate exaggeration. The climate is not the end of the planet, so the planet is going to be fine, end quote. Why the complete 180 all of a sudden? Because remember, he was pushing the world's going to end, but leave my private jet alone.
We got to block out the sun.
Yeah, remember, he was wanting to block out the sun. But now, yeah, everything's fine. Everything's going to be fine.
It's fine.
I asked the question, why? Why all of a sudden? All right, moving on here. Former Kentucky Wildcats basketball player Michael Kidd-Gilchrist has filed a lawsuit against a health insurance company due to them denying his claim after he was diagnosed with myocarditis because of COVID. He last played in the NBA in 2020 inside the NBA bubble with the Dallas Mavericks. Remember, everybody had to have their shots to play. During that year, while he was working out, he started to feel acute chest pain. Due to the condition, he had to quit playing basketball. Since being diagnosed with myocarditis, his health insurance company, Lloyd's of London, he filed a $40 million lawsuit against them because they have denied his claim. He says he can no longer play basketball due to the heart condition. Per the policy, if he was not able to continue his profession as a basketball player, he would fully insure damage, all this. He still has myocarditis as of June 2023 when he was last examined. The lawsuit is moving forward in court.
I like how they're saying they got it from COVID.
Right. Not
from the shot.
Right.
He didn't get it from COVID. He got it from the fucking shot.
Yep. Sad news here, but surprisingly not surprising. An Israeli boy featured in videos used to push the COVID vaccines on kids in a nationwide campaign died tragically from a sudden heart attack late last month. The boy was 8.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to move on to the next story because I'll say some shit. Kosovo. Let's go overseas here. Kosovo's foreign minister has called on Western capitals to take action against Serbia. He says Serbia on the 24th of September did a terrorist attack against Kosovo. I told you a year and a half ago this thing was going to boil over again. Here we go. So, yeah, Kosovo, the Serbs are going to fucking fight again because...
Why not?
Why not? Yeah. All right, let's get to this Israeli bullshit.
No.
Wooden doors and swimming pools. And
Movie stars.
Biden, Jesus Christ on a crutch, painted a vivid picture of the horrors of the Israeli-Hamas conflict and remarks to Jewish community leaders on Wednesday, but the White House later had to walk back his words. Biden said, I never thought I would see and have confirmed pictures of terrorists beheading children. Biden said about his administration's support for Israel against the war with Hamas and efforts to free American hostages. The White House didn't immediately respond, but two senior administration officials said Biden was referring to reports from Israel about it. NBC News didn't confirm that. IDF came out and said that specific report and that number I cannot confirm. Basically, the beheaded baby shit. Biden said, yeah, I saw the pictures. The IDF came out and said, dude, we haven't even confirmed it. How did you see the pictures if we didn't confirm it?
But Fox News and all these other stations are really pushing it. Well, what you must be okay with killing babies then. And some guy said, in a USS Liberty hat, said, it's all fake. You guys are pushing
show
that fake
the
shit.
Pictures.
Right. Well, they insist on, oh, well, you must enjoy killing babies then. Shut up.
Yeah, the people that are talking about, oh, they're killing babies are also seemingly the pro-abortion people.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on which babies you want a heads cut off, right?
Yeah.
Political pundit Ben Shapiro.
Fuck him. Holy fuck.
Was taken to task this week due to his seemingly warmongering now online, and he posted a picture of a supposed burnt Israeli baby is what he basically said it was. That was community noted into oblivion because it was an AI generated picture that somebody had put out there, and he ran with it. And once people isn't he pushing donate to IDF in Israel?
Oh yeah, we need so, shekels.
How about you go fight?
Yeah, dual citizen.
Leave your Nashville mansion. Or actually, you don't live in Nashville. Your company is in Nashville because you refuse to live in Tennessee because they're Republican.
Right? They're too white. It's too white, there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Too Christian. Yeah. Racist piece of shit.
How about you go fight?
Yeah, go on over there, boy. Oy vey.
The Biden administration, I don't know how they're thinking they can do this, is preventing Iran from accessing the $6 billion that they just gave them for the release of hostages that Iran used to fund Hamas launching the attacks. They gave them so much money, they used paragliders, by the way.
They Fortnite glided right into them, motherfucker.
They got the broom. They did the little loop-de-loop, and yeah.
Jesus,
pumpkin launchers. Yeah,
damn it, pumpkin launchers, man.
And the vampire blade. The whole thing.
They thought they went in, bud.
Yeah, squad goals. All right,
that's.
But yeah, now Biden. They're trying to say, well, we're trying to take back the $6 billion. I'm like, dude, you already sent it over. It's, yeah.
Yeah, it's you're done.
They're trying to get Qatar, the country of Qatar, to hold this up because Qatar was like the monopoly banker holding the money. No word on if Qatar is even going to do that. But Qatar did come out and said that if Israel don't stop against Gaza, they're going to cut off oil and gas supplies to the entire world. Qatar puts out a shit ton, by the way. Are you ready for $10 a gallon?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Well, China has come out and said, Israel, you guys are just killing motherfuckers to kill motherfuckers now.
Yeah, and these are the people that literally ran over protesters with tanks.
I've seen over the years IDF people killing children.
Yep.
Because they're proud of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, those pictures are released. Yeah, they're proud of it. They're killing kids.
Like the ATF at Waco.
I don't care about Israel. Fuck Israel. It's just the way it is. I don't give a fuck. Fuck the Jews and fuck the Muslims because we're either goyim or infidels to them.
Yep.
I don't give a goddamn. Fuck y'all.
We got our own shit to worry about here.
Well, what else is there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you seen the price of milk? That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah. You want to go fight in World War Brown? Have a fucking field day. Bye.
But you ain't sending her kids.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Yep. Egyptian intelligence officials apparently warned Israel about a possible terror attack days before Hamas launched the invasion. According to the Republican chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, who said Wednesday he doesn't know how Israel and the U.S. missed the signs. We know the Egyptian intelligence service handed this off days before the terrorist invasion, or if you will, attack. Representative Michael McCaul from Texas told CNN following a closed-door intelligence briefing. So there's a lot of questions about that. His comment came 2 days after an Egyptian intelligence official told the AP that the Israelis underestimated warnings from Cairo that an explosion of the situation is coming and very soon, and that it would be big. The office of Benjamin Netanyahu dismissed the report as totally fake news. Here's the question, and a lot of people are starting to raise this. Was there a stand-down order? Because Israel, before all this popped off, was damn near on the brink of a civil war. This happens. Now they're all united.
Well, and then there's the other conspiracy theory. This war, and they're doing it now, they're using it to wipe every Muslim off
an ethnic fucking face cleansing
here. Right. Yeah. Because apparently, if you read the Bible, they have to have a pure red heifer to give a burnt offering to God to rebuild the third temple.
Right.
They have three perfect red heifers.
Yes. Yep.
That's full on Revelations type
shit. Pushing Armageddon.
They want it to bring in their Jesus.
Right. Yes. That is, I believe, more than a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, so they're going to be killing a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So, again, fuck them.
And you could think it's all mumbo-jumbo hocus-pocus, but they don't.
They don't. That's the issue. Life will go on.
But they're, yeah, I hope,
but they believe it.
Right.
And they're going to do whatever they have to get it to go.
Right.
That's the issue.
That's the scary issue. Israel is now asking the U.S. to send them even more Hellfire missiles. Odd name. Secretary Blinken was in Israel this week, and apparently he's going back tomorrow. But he said this week, quote, "I have arrived in Israel not as an American Secretary of State, but as a Jew whose ancestors fled murderers."
Wow, another person in charge of our shit.
Why are you Secretary of State if dual citizenship again? We keep bringing that up. And didn't we say something like a year ago about the number of Israeli dual citizens in our government?
Yeah, where are their interests?
Right.
They're not with us.
The Pentagon said they have not ruled out, quote, a special operation, end quote, to rescue American citizens and hostages in Gaza. Apparently Delta Force and other special forces have been put on alert if the order comes to go get Americans out. The Germans sent Luftwaffe to get German citizens out this week. I was like, Luftwaffe in Israel. Tiny mustaches are grinning.
I don't, but they stayed over because subsequently they killed a lot of Jews when they were in there.
Yeah.
You thought these were the bad guys.
We everybody's bad.
Yeah.
Pay no attention to what my father did in Austria.
Bring a bag of quarters and throw them on the ground.
Israel is now bombing Syria. They destroyed the Aleppo International Airport. And this morning, they have officially declared war on Hezbollah coming out of Lebanon. So they're bombing Lebanon now.
They're bombing the entire Middle East. Wait till the nukes start flying. Well, little fucking Jew boy, goddamn Ben Shapiro. Oh, it's okay. It's all right. It's all right.
Well, he said this week that if Israel has their back to the wall, they will use nukes.
The Samson Protocol? You heard that?
Yeah, that's frightening.
Where they just fucking start nuking every major city in the world because, well...
To bring about the world war.
Right.
Yeah. Iran has told the UN that if Israel does not stop their war crimes and genocide immediately, that the situation will get out of control and that Iran will have to intervene militarily.
Yeah. Go get them. And then go bomb the fucking Rothschilds mansion while you're at it.
Then we had this. On Friday, Representative Republican Brian Mast wore his IDF uniform to the GOP conference meeting, saying that he will always support Israel, the country he fought for. He also fought for the United States, but he fought for the IDF before. By the way, this is also a so-called Republican who wants to ban assault weapons. One, how is he allowed in government?
We gotta get these dual fucking Israelis out of fucking...
They gotta be gone. No dual citizen should ever hold an elected office in the country, period.
Nope.
Because you cannot serve two masters.
Yeah. Because you know who you're serving. You're serving Israel.
Yep.
Well, you can't question us because that's what we're going to do. Yeah, I know. I know that's what you're going to do. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I saw that, and he was like, well, Rashida Tlaib's got a Palestinian flag.
Yeah, I'm like, she should be fucking gone, too.
Yeah. But you literally fought for the Israeli army. But you're a supposed American congressman. That doesn't work out, because, no. So, yeah, both sides, kids. There's only one political party, and it's called Washington, D.C. But then we have Ukraine. Remember that thing? Remember? Zelensky? Coke boy? That guy? Remember his? He was over here at the UN begging for money while his wife was going on a $1 million shopping spree? Remember that guy? Well, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Wednesday said that providing support to Ukraine and Israel are the absolute top priorities for the United States, and she expects bipartisan support despite political upheaval in Congress, meaning the Speaker of the House deal. Zelensky said this week that he was assured by the U.S. and the White House that continued aid would be, quote, constant and uninterrupted.
I thought we were going to get paid, goddammit.
The very next day, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin came out and announced a new aid package of $200 million to Ukraine. And here's what they're going to do, kids. The supposed aid, military or financial aid to Israel, will be tied in with Ukrainian aid. They're just going to lump it all together because, well, Jews run both countries. So, but yeah, Ukraine's going to still get paid, by the way. That's,
yeah.
Are you tired of it yet?
When are you going to be tired of it?
Just be ready. Just because this country, it's all dominoes. This country's doing this. Well, then, okay, this one's going to attack, and then we have to get in, and then that's going to bring this one in, and really pushing that end of the book story. I really believe that. So,
then yeah, but the worst part is, even though it's not going to happen. At least, you know, everyone hopes it's not going to happen, but they think it's gonna, and they're going to ruin everybody's lives because they think it's.
Because they want it to happen.
Yes. When in actuality, they might not even be the real Hebrews of the fucking Bible.
Right.
I mean, you want to say you're God's chosen people, but that land was bought by the Rothschilds, and
that's documented fact. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, are you God's chosen people? Because you're not acting like it.
Right.
And all these fucking MAGA-tard neocons are just eating it up.
Yeah.
We support Israel. They were spitting on you 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Literally spitting on you.
On Christians, yeah.
And now they want money.
Yeah. Well, you have to
look what they're doing to your Holy Land. We need money.
No. We have our own shit to worry about here.
Yeah, that's...
I'm not an Israeli. I live in America. I want to take care of, guess what? America.
Yeah.
Well, that makes you an anti-Semite and a bigot and a... Okay. Yeah,
whatever. Your words don't fucking matter to me now.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Look, you've called me names for how many years now? 6, 7? How long was Trump in? Cool. I don't... Your name's literally... It's just words.
We'll shut your bank account down.
That's when...
That's all right. They got home addresses, don't they?
Yep. That's the scary part is when they try to start doing that shit.
That's fine. They got big pool too.
Yeah.
And the pizza I like.
I'll show you dipped in gold. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Vince, you got any final thoughts?
Keep your stick on the ice and the women don't find you handsome. At least they'll find you handy.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. Get yourself ready, man. This changes. This all could change in the blink of an eye.
Keep it local.
Yes. Keep local. Keep your eye on what's going on local. So, yeah. Unless somebody has the balls to push a button, we'll be back next week.
Bye.
Bye.